Oh, they've been teasing me. They've been saying, should we call you Lord or Sir? Or, and I'm like, no, just Cal will do.
But on your license, you get that changed, I imagine.
Oh. Yeah, well, everyone is saying I got to go and get a new business card. And
yeah.
I haven't even given that much thought. You know, I'm sure the kids still call me Coach, and that's probably what's most important to me.
Now, Geelong and the Surf Coast would know you as a playing coach at the Geelong Supercats. Bit of an illustrious career you had, winding the clock back to 1982, but you're also doing just sensational and incredible work with your basketball foundation as well. Just tell us a little bit about the work you're doing assisting Indigenous kids.
Well, it's been sort of a wonderful challenge to go into the communities, Indigenous communities, and see that they have far less opportunities than most. And I took it upon myself as a bit of my life's work to be there for those kids, because I remember coming up, I was one of those kids, you know, having lost my dad when I was young, and I had mentors that actually helped me up and gave me confidence and gave me a chance to participate in sport, which led to me wanting to get better at my education and then obviously looking at employment opportunities out of that. And it's also engaged me in staying healthy, because in order to participate at any high level, you had to be fit.
Yeah.
So I'm loving the work of traveling to every state and territory in Australia. I've done that, and all into the communities, and kids walk around with no shoes on. So I collect old sneakers and bring it to them, and to see those kids through my work with AFL Sports Ready get the opportunity to have a traineeship and get a certificate in whatever it may be. It could be business, it can be horticulture, it can be sport and rec. You know, just to see them go to the graduation and see how it changes their lives and that of their families,
yeah.
I feel it's a blessing.
Obviously, you've got your Order of Australia medal, which is obviously a huge honour, but just listening to you there, it doesn't sound like you're going to stop anytime soon. What's the legacy that Cal wants to leave?
Well, it's a legacy of giving, you know, and you don't have to have much. I read a quote by Mandy Hale that said, you know, you don't have to be rich, you don't have to be beautiful, you don't have to be perfect, all you have to do is care. And that's big in the Bruton mantra. You know, I have 6 children and 5 grandchildren. My grandson, who's now 13, but when he was 10 years old, he said, Pop, come in my room. I got an acronym for you. And he knows I'm big on acronyms. He says, I made up an acronym on Bruton, and he's put it on his mirror. And the B stood for be kind to others. The R stood for respect your elders. The U, use your manners. And the T was to trust in God. The O was to own your mistakes. And he said, Dad, my dad said that this epitomizes you to the max. You never give up. And that was the broom. So I started putting that on T-shirts. I had tears in my eyes.
Yeah, I was going to say, emotional just listening to that story, especially hearing that from...
I mean, at his age, I was just struggling to remember Never Eat Soggy Weet-Bix. And he's creating this acronym that I think we can... Well, it's the epitome of how we should all live, really. And it sounds like you're an incredible leader and educator, and you've left an incredible legacy, not only with your foundation, but, of course, with the Geelong Supercats as well. Congratulations again on the OAM, very worthy, thoroughly deserved, and hopefully can continue doing the great work that you are. Congratulations again.
Oh, thank you so much, and I appreciate you guys reaching out. Geelong has always had a special place in my heart, because they gave me the opportunity to bring my family here, and we came with only 4 of us, and now there's 17. So,
oh wow, jeez.
So I thank Geelong for the opportunity. Some wonderful people there, and I will look forward to hopefully catching up with you guys next time I visit.